Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a very cloudy edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply fly on by. See what I did there?
Not did missed it. What happened?
Oh, Atlanta. I am your host, Corey. I am a pilot now. Be jealous. I am joined by co-pilot, Basher.
Oh, that sounds like a bad idea. If something happens to you, this plane's going way down.
I mean, what would happen to me, though? Like, what, am I going to have, like, a heart attack?
I mean, I guess our Money Plane, the movie, and a lot of things can happen.
Money Plane?
The one starring Edge.
Oh, okay.
The top of the E wrestler.
Oh, okay. Well, that you mistakes were made, but all right. You do you. You do whatever you need. I guess, yeah, this is not the Edge podcast. This is Game Pass or Pass. We're going to be talking this week about Flight Simulator, the hot new game slash simulator from Microsoft on Game Pass. But before that, I see the numbers. I see new people. And I have a question for you people. Why are you not emailing us at gpopfans@gmail.com? The reason I ask is I want to know, we recently ran an ad on Spotify, and I want to know how many of you came from that ad. I see the numbers, but I also know that not everyone that listens on Spotify gets their podcasts on Spotify. So give us an email. Let us know how you heard about this show. I'm just very curious. gpopfans@gmail.com. But this is a podcast not about emails. It's about playing video games. So let's talk about Flight Simulator. Let's go over the details before we dive into the clouds on this one. This is developed by Asobo Studios, known for A Plague's Tale. They also do a ton of support work on games like ReCore and The Crew 2, as well as a lot of licensed games like Toy Story 3 and some of the older generations. We actually talked about A Plague's Tale on this show, so we are familiar with this studio. Regularly priced at $59.99, it is the simulation genre, available on PC, but a version is coming to the Xbox One and Xbox Series X. It is not known if they will be crossplay at this time, but I'd have to assume so, because there's not like straight up multiplayer, but you can see other players populated in the world. I'd have to assume that's all going to be on the same server. So there is DLC to this game because there are three different versions you can get, up to $120. That gets you more planes, more international airports, etc. And for 1X, since it's not on the Xbox One, we don't know. But I will have to assume again that it will get proper 1X support. Flight Simulator. Let's talk about it.
This is going to be a tough one for me. This is probably... This might be one of the best games I don't like.
Okay, well, hang on. Start over. Do you not like it, or is it just not for you? Because there's a difference. Like, yeah. I've played games that are great, and they're just not for me. But then there's other games I can play that I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get why people think this game is great.
It's probably Probably a little bit of both. So we did another simulator on the show, a Mudslingers, whatever that's called. Well, it doesn't matter. And I remember my issue with that being you didn't learn enough about mud running.
Right.
And it wasn't enough of a sim. So it's like you walk out of that and you're like, what was the purpose of it, really? Then I saw some Microsoft Flight Simulator and I get all that sim. I get all that learning how to be a pilot and it just goes over my head. I'm just like, all right. When I take off and get to the sky, I'm like, and we're done here. All right. Good stopping by and see you next time, I guess.
I mean, you're not wrong. But I guess simulators are always interesting because, you know, some people like to call them educational tools. Some people like to call them, you know, they're not games kind of thing. I really hate that argument. Usually to me, that's an argument that just stems from inability to
be fun.
Sure, but it's more inability to broaden your horizons. Like, oh, I only like this type of game and this is not a game because of X kind of thing. So what I will say is that I have actually played every flight simulator up until this point. Now, I'm not going to say that I've done the whole, like, I got my own yoke and I've got my own throttles. Like, I never went that far. I always messed around with them. But they do, they are straight up a simulator. There is not a, up until this point with Flight Simulator 2020, there wasn't a lot of stuff to do. You flew. That's what you did. But 2020,
yeah, right.
They had a tutorial that I actually really appreciated because I could, you know, I know the basics of what needs to happen, like with landing gear and flaps and altitudes and attitude. Like, I know all of that stuff, but it was nice to have a refresher and it was nice for the game to sort of teach me how to do it on their terms. Because that's something that the older flight sim games don't ever do. They just kind of dump you in and it's like, figure it out. And so as somebody who I have no ambitions to be a pilot in any capacity, I just think it's cool tech. I think it's such a cool thing that they've done with this. But this is the first time that I remember that there is actually some video game stuff in here. So there are challenges. There's not a ton of them. There's like 15 to 30, depending on – there's like a landing challenge and there's flight challenges of, you know, get through this storm, et cetera, and land the plane. But then each landing challenge is a little bit different because you've got different planes and you've got different weather conditions, etc. So there is game here, but that's only like 20% of it. 80% of it is just as you describe of fly. like that's what we want you to do is fly. And I don't want to say you have to make your own fun, but that is a majority of the game. So if you need someone, I don't want to say to hold your hand, but if you need the game to sort of guide you and hold your hand, that's not here, like, almost at all. So that could probably rub a lot of people the wrong way.
You're absolutely right. And it's because it's such a well-done sim that I guess – oh, man, this is such a niche title. I'm assuming any real proper sim would be. And if you're like me, you don't have any kind of interest in flying. It's like, all right, you get into the sky. And first of all, this game is stunning. Like, it looks amazing. It's
you can genuinely say it's one of the best looking games ever made. The cloud work is... I don't think
the water work is amazing.
Yeah.
Like everything is just amazing. It blows, like the technical aspects of this game blows my mind. That said, when I take off and I get into the sky, it's like you that's when you start living the life of a pilot. And the life of a pilot is not, I mean, it's just not exciting. Like, I don't expect it to be either. Like, I don't expect Keanu Reeves' speed in the sky. Like, I get it. But at the same time, it's like half of flying is maintaining altitude and walking away, just kind of like walking away from the stick. I'm like, all right, this is accurate. This is true. This is, it looks phenomenal. It feels phenomenal. And I'm, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. That's it.
Again, I guess, again, you're not wrong, but I what I want, to, and it could just be where I'm at in my life. I don't know. But for whatever reason, something about this.
You have a midlife crisis?
What?
You have a midlife crisis? You want to talk about it? Like, I just want to get real on the podcast.
There's something about this version of Flight Sim that, again, you were 100% right. Like, you get in the sky, and once you adjust your attitude and you dial it in, and then maybe you'll hit a little bit of weather, and you got to kind of adjust that. But because of the tech, this is the first time that I played a Flight Sim. I'm like, I just kind of want to like look around, like that's all. Like,
you know, I agree.
Do I want to fly from Indiana to Vegas? No, I don't want to do it for that long because it's a real time thing. They have 3 hours.
It's like, real. Like,
but yeah,
it's real.
I flew from Indiana to Chicago, and it was awesome. Just observing, and being in the sky and having the headset on and like just being like man, like this is freaking cool. This is, if this was in VR, that's got to be happening, right? If this was in VR, I could totally see myself just closing off the world and just watching this game unfold. And I don't want to undersell that. At the same time, I don't want to oversell it either, because like you said, that is what it is. But there's just something about the way that the engine renders it that this is the first time it's like we've reached that pinnacle of graphics tech of like, you know, I can play God of War and like I just want to look at stuff because it's unique and the art design is there. And I can say that with Flight Simulator for the first time. And I think that's just mind-blowing in so many ways.
It is easily the most impressive game I've played all year. And by impressive, I just mean just pure tech. It is extremely, extremely when you said you flew by your house, yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I took off from Logan Airport, hooked that hard right left, yeah, took the hard left. I'm like, that is my house in the corner. Hot dang. Look at that. But then again, I'm like, I saw my house and I'm done. It's like, but then it's like, once you're done, though, it's like you said, just looking around is superbly impressive. Like the photography, like just the way everything's rendered, like real time, and just so well. I cannot put into words how impressive it really is to experience. And at the same time, for me, that impressive experience just wore off very quickly, simply because of what you're actually doing, I guess. I mean, when you're like banking to the left and banking to the right is if you're into it, you're into it. But if you're not, it's like you're just turning left.
I guess where my question would be is that, do you think there's anything they could do to make you get into it?
Good question. I think for me, it comes down to just if I'm personally going to like a sim game, it's got to be a simulation of something that I'm interested in or want to be interested in. Because otherwise, the answer to that question is like. How do you make someone like me interested in a flight sim? You almost have to sim city it and make it like have some sort of dumb mode where you have to fly through a volcano or something. Like, you know, like you have to, it has to be nonsense. Yeah. It has to be a mode where it's not just about appreciating the view, but there's more, for lack of a better term, game for it. So Yeah, like for me to get into it, that's probably what would have to happen. But I don't recommend them ever doing that, though. this should be just for the Flight Sim fans.
Yeah, I guess where I'm confused is, like, I feel like you could do that already. It's just you sort of have to take the initiative, though, which is not necessarily the right answer. I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's so many things that you could do. Like, with the hurricane, which is – it's devastating. Like, I don't want to undersell that, you know – the hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico is, I'm not trying to gamify it. I just want to put that out there. But, like, that became, like, a thing where everyone playing the game was like, let's all go fly into the hurricane and see what happens, you know. And I did that for, like, 4 hours. I was just flying around this thing, just watching this engine unfold and watching how the plane reacts and just, like, all these things. And I feel like there's more than enough here to sort of make your own fun, but it requires you to think of just like, I wonder what happens if I fly here, you know, like, and then you have to do it. And it's not a simple 5 minute, like, okay, I'm going to do that. You know, it's not like Breath of the Wild where it's like, I'm going to throw this bomb against this tree and then put this sword behind this tree and see if I can get this sword to fly into the ground. You know, like, there's nothing like that. So this is, if I want to fly and check this out, I got to fly for 2.5 hours. I got to find an airport. Like, it requires real research and to figure out where you want to fly out of, to figure out where you want to go. You've got to set the point. You've got to, you know, it's asking a lot even to make your own fun.
I don't want you to say that as if it's, when you say that, it sounds almost like it's work, but that is part of the flight sim experience and fun.
Right.
To do all that research, to do all that legwork. So I understand that fully. And if you value that as a flight sim gamer, like, absolutely, like, it's there and it's good. It's accurate. It is phenomenal. But if you're not, then you're stuck in the sky for 30, 40 minutes, right. An hour, 2 hours. Like, you want to realistically fly from Boston to LA? Like, your plane is game for 6 hours. And it's like, that's, on the one hand, extremely friggin' impressive. Like, I cannot put into words, again, how impressive that is. But at the same time, it's like, in this 6 hours, I could have did a lot.
Yeah, and that's, I guess I'm curious if somebody wrote you like an itinerary of like 10 things that you should do in Flight Sim 2020, if it would convert people.
Right.
If they had a to-do list of seeing like extremely impressive things or flying planes that are a lot of fun, like, you know, take a F1 jet, because that they're in there, take an F1 jet and fly it from Hawaii to Alaska and land in the snow, you know, like, and if each one took like 30 minutes to 1 hour, I wonder if people's like creative part of their minds would start to wake up and just like, I wonder if I could do this, you know, and they can, kind of thing. And so that's where like the, you know, it's been literally, gosh, it's been over 10 years. Like, there's so many things have changed in the world of social media and the internet since the last Flight Simulator that I feel like, in time, the community is going to be how you can get the longevity out of this game. And I'm into it enough that I'm going to be keeping an eye on it to see what they come up with. So I was just sort of curious, you know, like I said, what would it take to get you in there? And I'm curious that if someone wrote you 5 things, if it would be enough to hook you. So maybe that's an experiment to try sometime, but not right now.
Absolutely. And I think it's a valid question because it's, like I said, if I had any sort of interest in just flying planes, like any amount, like that fun factor you talk about that comes to the top of your head, that creativity that you create, it would be there. But if you're going into this with just no kind of regard at all, like, it, and not even if you hate flying, like, if you just are just completely just flying whatever, like, I don't see that person going, how can I make this fun? Because I don't think people do that in games in general. I mean, I think about like a game like Bulletstorm, Like, whereas, like, a lot of people didn't like the game because it was a little basic, but I'm like, how could it be basic if you just make your own fun? So, like, if you're not willing to make your own fun, if you don't know how to, if you're experiencing that in any way, or if you're not into this topic of sim, then you're not going to do that kind of legwork.
I think that's where the landing and the flying challenges come in, and I really hope they iterate on that, because I think that's where it's not as clean as I'd like it. Like, it is literally just you press a button and it's like, okay, fly from here to here, or, you know, land this plane here. And I wish those were sort of more in depth, but I feel like as the game goes on, I think that it'll be interesting to see what the reception is to this game 6 months from now, as you do have Game Pass, and the internet is just a different place of people doing different things and making their own fun. I'm curious how much of the community feedback and community, I guess feedback is the only word I'm looking for, but I want to know what this game looks like 6 months from now, because I feel like if they iterate on those challenges and they really dive deep into them, I think you could get a good subset of both people. Like, you've got the people that are already going to play it to death because they're just so into the ideas of it. But then you've got people like you and somewhat me. Like, I am not I don't want to try to sing this as praises, just like as I'm a flying nerd, because I'm not in any capacity. I'm more of a engine nerd in terms of like video game engines. And that's sort of the fascination I get out of this, is just watching this engine unfold. And even though, like, I don't have a super rig, I don't have a 2080 Ti, you know, like, I don't, but I've got a quote higher than recommended spec machine, and even this game struggles, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see how this game progresses in every single way.
You don't even need like a perfect rig to enjoy just how mind-blowing this game could be. Like, right. Really, like if you can run this game at any level, then you'll enjoy it.
Hopefully.
Visuals or whatever.
Right. So I do want to sort of touch on, you know, I touch on the engine a little bit. Like, it is not the best optimized. I will say that. And, you know, because the game uses a lot of mapping data, et cetera. So there are even times where, depending on your internet connection, you know, the quality of the game can dip. And a lot of people have issues with the closer you fly to the ground, the worse the game looks. And it's like, right, but that's like playing a baseball game and zooming in on the crowd and being upset that the crowd doesn't look good. You know, it's like...
Yeah. That's a real complaint.
Yeah, it is. It, you know, some people are trying to say that because the game, like, in screenshots, it looks so good. And that's how the game actually looks. But again, if you zoom in on the ground, because it's using that data. And so when you're trying to render that data along with what's happening in the game, you've got a scenario to where the game's got to do so much, but it also depends on your internet speed. So if you have an okay internet speed, the game can look visually worse. So, but they do give you the ability. It's not hidden, but it's hard to find, where you can manually download the cache or cache the data manually. So I basically did that for like my entire hometown, and it was like 18 gigs. So, you know, for the sake of not filling up your SSD, because they do recommend an SSD on this game. There's just a lot of things like that. There's a lot of variables to get this game running correctly, but the engine isn't also amazing. Like, it seems like depending on what airport you're at and where you're loading in, like, I've had times where the game loads up and it's running at 20 frames per second, but then I hit restart and it's sitting at 30 to 40 all of a sudden. And I'm guessing that's because it's now rendered in the data. It's downloaded the data that it needs and stuff like that. So it's got a lot of growing pains like that. So don't expect a perfect polished game, you know, because it's doing something. I don't want to say it's never been done before, because I'm sure that's not the case, but it's doing it in a way that I've never seen before, of real-time streaming in live data and satellite data and trying to render it in front of you, kind of thing. It's nuts. It's nuts. But it will make your machine crawl at times. You know, is that a good thing? I don't know.
I mean, we need games on PC to warrant the PC. Like, I mean, like, right. Like,
which,
like,
does not happen much anymore. Like,
exactly. Which is right. Why, like, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Like, you know, can it run Crysis? That's been the joke for what, 15 years now? Like, and You're, as someone who built a machine to try to run Crysis, like, I get it. You know, there's that being on the cutting edge of tech on PC used to be a thing. Like, you played Unreal Tournament, even though there was a version on the Dreamcast, you basically went and played it on PC if you were serious about it, because you wanted to see what that game could look like. Same thing with Doom 3. I was a Doom 3 kid. I bought a 9800 Pro specifically to try to run that game, and I spent probably 8 hours just tweaking the settings to try to get as many frames per second as possible. This is very much that game. Like, it is a game that you can tweak to death, but at the end of the day, no matter what you do, as long as you have a somewhat capable rig, you're going to have a good time. But if you've got a high-end rig as well, you're going to be experiencing, you know, something new and something really exciting. And it's only going to get better. Like, and the game doesn't even have a proper DX12 API yet, which is kind of concerning. But those are the kind of things, like, as the engine progresses and stuff like that, it's only going to get better. So
beer is warm.
Don't be flying right and drinking. But the one thing I have to say is, how is this not VR yet? Like,
I was about to say, like, I would, if I had a rig that was just, if I had that rig, you know, the thousands of dollars worth of parts and like 3-4 monitors and just that gaming chair you see people in, it's like, I would play this all day. Just, you know, just experience stressing my PC. But having like a mid-tier rig was like, it's fun. I got into flight simulator. I flew. I get it. All right. I'm done.
We'll see. Well, I wanted to come back to this game like we did Sea of Thieves in like a year, and just to see where it's at, kind of thing. And we'll go from there. But so, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything really surprising about this game. What I will say is that I am surprised at there isn't really a lot of negativity surrounding this game. Like, the only negativity is really that crowd that's just like, it's not a game. Like, just F off. Like, I can't. I hate you. I legitimately hate you.
Like, well, everyone needs to. Everyone in their hobby needs to feel superior in some way. Sure. So, like, the Flight Sim fans, of course, are going to be like, it's not even a game, bro. It's bigger than that. It's different. I'm like, no, it's just a video game, guys.
Right.
A Mighty Fine one, probably.
Like, a game can be educational. Just because it's an educational tool doesn't mean that it's not a game. And this, it goes the other way, too. Like, because it's more than just a game doesn't make it superior to other games. Like, but what I will say is, you know, even the reviews for this game are extremely positive, which is, I guess I just didn't expect that. I expected a lot of the reviews to just be like, nah, you fly. Okay. Like, so it was refreshing to see that people took it seriously. And people that are not even, and because of Game Pass, there are people that would have never given this the light of day in any capacity are playing it. I just think that's really cool. I think that's just a, again, it's one of those reasons that I think Game Pass is just really neat, because there's people that would have never, ever in a million years touched this, maybe at a friend's house or something like that, that's super into it. But the fact that they can just download it, and again, it's not free. You do pay for Game Pass, but the barrier to entry is so low that they're willing to give it a shot. And that's just, I think that's really cool. So, but on this podcast, it is called Game Pass or Pass. So are we going to pass this one on, or are we going to pass it on by?
Absolutely, pass the game on. Like, enjoy flying over your city and the city of your friends and saying, I can see my house from here, and just and it's going to be, if you have a good rig especially, like, stress out your rig some, you know? Like, there hasn't been a game all year to really do it,
game all decade.
Yeah, like definitely jump in, go in the sky and be as bored as I am, happily.
Looking around, marveling, and being bored. No, I agree. I don't think there's any reason to not at least just, you know, have some fun with this game. Because I think back to when Gran Turismo and Forza were having their first big war with, like, Forza 2. And being someone who liked cars but only really played Need for Speed, and then I got Forza 2 because it came with a bunch of 360s, and at one point it was a pack-in game, so my buddy had it, and I was like, whatever, I'll play this. And now I play every new Forza game the moment it comes out, because sometimes you just need that easy entry of just like, all right, like, I might as well. Like, I'm not doing anything. I'll check out this thing. And now I absolutely love Forza. And I think some people will find that with Flight Sim. I think they're not going to be a pilot, but they're going to have a lot of fun with this game. It's going to be something that they'll come back to every now and then and just see what's going on in the world of Flight Sim. Or maybe you got an hour or two and you want to listen to a podcast, and or you want to listen to the show while playing it. That's perfect for this game. I listened to a bunch of podcasts while I was sort of tinkering with things and just seeing what the game could do, doing those landing challenges. And I never really had a bad experience. Like I said, every once in a while, the frame rate would tank for a little bit just because I think the engine's a little wonky. But other than that, I really enjoyed it. So definitely play this game. For people out there that don't call it a game, don't play it, because I don't care. I don't care about you.
Ooh, you're like a Spotify listener.
You jerks. But all right, that is going to do it for this episode. Microsoft, okay, look, I don't blame them for this one. Because I think it's cool that they drop a lot of games day one, but knock it off. they just keep dropping games on us, and we made the promise to play those games as soon as possible. But of course, so Wasteland 3 dropped yesterday. Spiritfarer also dropped, I think, last week. So that was also along the same lines as during Flight Simulator, but they also dropped a new game. I don't even remember the name of it right now. On Xbox. So our next game, have we decided, is it going to be Spiritfarer or is it going to be Wasteland? I think it's got to be both. I don't know.
I mean, like, again, like, it's too many to if one of these might got to be a bonus because it's just a lot right now. So,
well, like, I think I've come to the conclusion, like there's going to be times that we might put out episodes very quickly and take a week off, you know, kind of thing. Like, you still get your episode, you just don't get it on time, if that makes sense. You get it early, whatever you want to call it. Because between Crusader Kings, Wasteland, Spiritfarer, and whatever that other game was, like, that's a month worth of content that we need to get out ASAP. Like, that doesn't, yeah. So we do have lives, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have a lot of drinking to do. So like, I gotta get to that. I can't game and drink at the same time. I'm just not that talented. So. I mean, my vote is for Wasteland 3, but I'm feeling like you like Spiritfarer a lot.
I spoiler alert, I really like that game. So we'll see. So let me try that again. Our next episode will either be Wasteland 3 or Spiritfarer, but those episodes were probably going to come very close together. And then after that, it'll be Crusader Kings 3 and whatever that new game, other game was. I keep saying that as if, like, I'm upset that we have to play another game, but I legitimately just don't remember the name of the game. So it was a game I had never heard of, and then it just sort of it stealth dropped. So we'll go from there. I could look it up, but I think that would ruin the fun. So, all right, so that's going to do this episode. Tune in next time for either Wasteland 3 or Spiritfarer. Farer.
Fair, far, farmer, good day, sirs.